Welcome back, everybody, to the We Are Adult Show, brought to you by Hoppyhead Productions. I'm your host, Sean, and hopefully migraine-free, Danny. How are you, man?
I was doing fine until I started talking to you. Now I think my symptoms are coming back, the headache, the nausea, the aversion to sound.
I don't know what to tell you. Just have a beer and deal with it.
Yes. It's like that, Real Big Fish song.
Which one?
The hat beer.
Oh, just beer. Beer.
Ooh. If you're drinking because you know you are my friend, and I said, I think I'll have myself a beer.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll have myself a... Whoa. See, I wasn't going to do that, but you started it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like in that one movie, that Disney furry movie where they started to howl.
Whoa.
Yes. So actually, I have tickets. I'm gonna go to a beer festival / ska concert thing festival. Mm-hmm. And one of the bands playing is Save Ferris, and they have amusement park rides
nice.
At the event, and one of their amusement park rides is the Save Ferris wheel.
So you're going to go on the wheel with the beer?
Well, listening to the band.
Nice.
Are you super gonna, nice.
Are you going to hope that your wife gives you some kisses on there? Make it a romantic evening?
No. She doesn't like me like that.
Fair enough.
But I am currently drinking a Smog City Brewing Company limited release, Sean.
Oh, are you?
It's bourbon barrel aged OE barley wine style ale.
Hmm. Nice.
It's a 14%? 14.1%, I apologize, I don't want to lie. Barley wine. Says, like rereading your favorite book by the fire on a cold winter's night. Our bourbon barrel-aged Old English will warm your core and indulge your senses. Spending over a year in barrels, Bourbon OE's generous malt character merges with notes of vanilla, caramel, oak, toffee, and pecan, like a fine port or sherry. Each year's vintage is different than the last and will continue to develop over time.
Hmm.
So I bought one for now and one to hold on to for a little bit. But, man. It's a lot nicer drinking than a stout, even. I'm starting to move away from my likes of stouts and move into barley wines instead, Sean.
You barley wine fool.
Well, there's this Facebook group called Barley Wine is Life. And it's kind of hosted by this guy who's a beer reviewer, Don't Drink Beers. So he also has a podcast, and it's like they have a segment. It starts off with, we drink beer, so you don't have to. So they kind of like get their hands on like a hard-to-get beer and basically tell you whether or not it's worth spending your hard-earned other beers on.
Oh, trying to chase it or trade for it?
Yeah, so it's like if there's a beer that's hyped and they get it, and they're like, actually, this beer isn't really worth the hype. You can get better beers local. Kind of thing.
Gotcha.
But my question is, Sean,
what
if, and I don't know if there's an answer, if barley wine is life, how many do I have to drink to become immortal?
It's an infinite number. It's like a state of being. It's like having inner peace. You're still gonna die, but you could think you're immortal.
Well, I mean, according to the science method, since I haven't died, I am immortal.
That is a fair point. That is fair. I guess if you haven't died, then you're still good.
Yeah. So before you get to your beer, so I just wanted to tell you a quick interesting story.
Snooze alert.
Yes. So I was at Victoria Gardens this weekend, and there's a brewery I've been wanting to get to called Sour Cellars.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like 4 miles away from Victoria Gardens. And, you know, on a Saturday afternoon in Southern California, that means it took me like 20 minutes to get there.
Oh, I was going to say 40 minutes.
Well, it was all cider.
Oh, you mean 20 minutes from the mall to the brewery?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. No, that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it would have been like a 45-minute drive from my house. but they're only open like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Gotcha.
And then like Thursday and Friday, they don't open until 5, and then Saturday and Sunday, they open at noon. So anyways, mm-hmm. Went in there because I've been wanting to try some of their sours. Supposed to be pretty good. All naturally fermented and mixed fermentation, no kettle sours for them.
Mm.
And but I had my niece with me because that's why I went to Victoria Gardens, was to take her shopping for her birthday.
Nice. Did you just tell her, hey, you know, you're on a, just because you're here doesn't mean you get what you want?
No. Actually, she got quite a bit, and so did the wife. Oh, so yeah. Since I didn't get any anything at the mall, my wife was nice enough to at least let me stop by and pick up some bottles. At least that was the plan. I was just going to run in, buy a couple bottles, and leave. But then I was standing there, and I felt something furry rub up against my leg, and I looked down, and they had an in-house golden retriever that just kind of roamed around and greeted all the guests.
Nice.
And I also noticed there was two of their beers that I wanted to try that they didn't have bottled. They only had on tap. Gotcha. So I'm like, this is a win-win situation. So I sent a text to the wife because she was in the car with my niece, and I said, come on in and bring the niece too. And so they came in, they got to pet the dog, and I got to drink some beers and buy some bottles.
Well played, sir. Fantastic. It worked out. I just imagine like the fantastic move meme.
Yes.
Fantastic move.
Like I was expecting her to be upset. She came in and she had that look of like, what the fuck? You said it was just going to be a couple minutes and we were going to go. And then I said, there's a dog. And she's like, oh, where? And then she was happy again.
There's a woofers? Where? Yes. Like, over there. Be distracted for 20 minutes.
So, yeah. So, like, dog heard them come in and then walked over to them, let him pet, and then went back over to its spot where it was on the tile, like, right under the air conditioner. And then at one point, the dog had to go tinky poo-poo. And so the dog, like, just walked to the door and stood there and waited for the owner to come around and then went outside for a couple minutes and then did its business and came back inside. So
nice. It
was a good boy. And its name was JD, which stood for just dog.
That's funny.
So that was my story.
Oh, wow. Did you even try? How was any of the beer? I mean, I feel like it was kind of cliffhangered.
It was actually pretty good. It was a little more tart than I was, like, I guess, kind of used to from, like, the Belgians. It was more soury than Belgian-y.
Yeah.
But it was pretty good. They had one that was, like, peaches and vanilla beans, and then they had another one that had blackberries that I tried.
Nice.
And then I got one that was another one that was on, like, jam.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple others. I can't remember what I got, but they're, like, the big bottles, so it'll be fun to drink. But they're also, like, 6 or 7%, so it's not too bad.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Well, speaking of sours, Danny, I also have a sour from Jolly Pumpkin Ales. It is a sour amber ale that has been aged, oak aged, for at least a year. And drinking it, it's pretty sour. Like, it's, I'm not going to lie, like, this is, like, probably the most sour that I could handle. But you get a really nice... a nice oaky kind of taste with it. So it's an interesting combo. I think it kind of like the oak helps balance it out a bit.
Yeah, I mean, that you don't want it to be over sour, but yeah, the oak barrels kind of do hide some of that tartness, I guess, hopefully.
Yeah, so it's actually pretty solid. It is a, it seems like it was just kind of like a limited series. Like, it's just part of their oak aged, or bottle series, but it has, like, a fancy cat with he's, like, all dressed up from, like, you know, the American Revolution, and he's got, like, a nice little sniffer glass with his ale that he wants to drink. He's pretty badass looking.
And sounds pretty classy.
Exactly.
So, and not in a neckbeard way.
No, not at all. Not, well, hopefully not.
Oh, man. So, Sean, I know we normally are, like, the spot to go to get your Oreo reviews.
Yeah.
But over the last couple weeks, I've seen two new flavors of Twinkies.
Oh, I don't eat Twinkies, so it's all on you, bud.
I haven't had Twinkies forever. And the first one I saw was kind of an impulse buy. I was like, I had to run to the store because I forgot a couple things, and the line was long, and just looked over, and they were right there, and I'm like, fuck, they're teasing me now. So basically, the first one I got was orange cream Twinkies.
Gotcha.
So it was supposed to be like the creamsicle with the vanilla. The sponge cake was the same, the vanilla, but then the filling inside it was supposed to be orange.
Yeah.
It was all right, but it just wasn't orangey enough.
Mm-hmm.
And the little bit of orange it did have was, like, obviously, like, fake. I mean, it tasted like something Ballast Point would throw in their beer.
Oh, jeez. Straight attacked. Yeah, exactly.
But the other flavor I bought was more of a childhood memory thing,
mm-hmm.
because for a while, my mom's brother and his wife moved in with us because they left to go to Utah and then came back and needed a place to stay till they could find a place. And other than the fact that she like basically ruined my childhood, she did. They did go to the Hostess like day old bakery store mm-hmm. and get all sorts of cool things. So we'd always like have in the freezer like different Hostess treats. Oh, and when I say she ruined my childhood, basically, like, I had, like, the best Christmas of my life where I got, like, the G.I. Joe base and all, like, the characters and stuff that were available that year. And my brother got the same thing with the He-Man castle and stuff. And then she decided to put that stuff in the backyard so she could move some of her stuff in while we were at school. And by the time we got home, her dogs had gotten into the box and chewed everything up.
Oh, wow. Poor buddy.
Yeah, that was like 30 years ago or more. I'm still bitter about it. I'm not even going to lie.
Still angry?
Very much so, yes. But but the flavor they had was basically the Choco Dial flavored Twinkie. So they took the normal Twinkie and covered in a chocolate frosting.
Uh-oh.
Which was one of my favorites of the bunch of the things that would get bought from the Hostess Dale store.
Okay.
So, I mean, it definitely brings back the happier side of memories of childhood, not the, I want to punch my aunt in the throat because she ruined my childhood memories, but the, all right, I guess you
can. All the memories.
Yes, yes. But yeah, if you see either of them, definitely pass on the orange.
Okay. I'll make sure that I don't eat any Twinkies that, you know, I don't like anyways. You don't have to worry about me.
I know you got all, like, salty and I made fun of you because they didn't have the Oreos you wanted for the spring flavors.
Yeah.
And I said, it's okay, I'm making fun of you now, but you'll get to make fun of me during the summer when my flavor doesn't come out.
Mm-hmm.
The strawberry shortcake.
Oh, I haven't seen that. You're right.
I haven't either. So.
Womp, womp, womp.
Yeah, that's my karma.
It's all right, buddy.
But I did, for next week's show, Sean, I did buy a package of the Moon Oreos, the special, the 50th, commemorate the anniversary of the Moon landing.
Ooh, fantastic. Isn't that the, it has marshmallow in it, right?
I believe so, yes.
Oh, yeah, I've already eaten those. They're solid. Spoiler alert.
Okay, well, I guess we don't need to review them if you've already eaten them.
I think I forgot about it. My sense of well-being has been kind of tarnished the last 2 months with all this traveling.
Well, you would think it would be, definitely tarnished, but it's also your memory of what you've thrown into that pie hole of yours.
There's no good filter for what comes in here.
that's what your internal organs are for before you make it into poo.
Exactly.
So, moving on from the poo talk, Sean, as much as the kids love it, onto something the kids love even more, Sean.
What?
Twitch streamer and I don't even know if he's a professional gamer anymore because he failed to make his last qualify for the last tournament, so we had to play in the Pro-Am only,
mm-hmm.
but Ninja, the streamer that was so big that he got put on ESPN and ESPN the magazine, which actually makes sense that him not making the him not qualifying for the tournament because he got the ESPN the magazine jinx.
Yeah.
But he left Twitch, and our friend Jeremy over at The Quartering was super like clickbaity with his article. It's like Ninja abandons Twitch, and it's like fuck. So I, instead of watching his videos anymore, because I don't even want to give him the click, I just Google, and he got off, I don't know how much money, but I can only imagine it's an ass load of money to leave Twitch to go to Microsoft's version of it called Mixer. Because they're, I guess they're wanting to compete against Twitch and they need a name. And what bigger name than Ninja, Sean?
I guess so. I mean, I don't care, but, you know, I guess the kids do.
Well, I guess, like, his first stream or whatever had, like, 80,000 views. So, and that was, like, the first.
Wow.
With him in the Fortnite and the dabbing and the flossing and whatnot. And the Carlton, doing the Carlton, even though it's not the Carlton because Carlton couldn't sue.
Sporadic movements is not considered a dance.
Right. So it'll just be, like, the only reason this is kind of even newsworthy, it'll just be kind of interesting to see where the bidding wars kind of go, like if Twitch can even keep up with the Microsoft money or if Microsoft's just going to, like, basically sink as much money into it as they can to kill Twitch and whatever else, and then at that point try to make money.
I think if Twitch stabilizes some of their top people, they'll stay around. There's enough people that do it, and it's already, like, in almost every console, it's very easy to stream, so.
Right, and Twitch was talking about going to where people can have streams where it's subscription only.
Yeah.
It's where you have to pay, basically, or if you have Amazon Prime, you get one free subscription a month. But it seems like nobody's really going the way of full subscription only. It almost seems like a Patreon thing.
I think they have to. I think, like, I don't think there's a business model that would allow there to be just only subscriptions. I think you could do maybe a certain events and whatnot, but I don't think you can. I mean, I see what they're trying to do. I just don't think it'll realistically happen, though.
Right. I mean,
it's just too much. There's already so many streaming services and stuff. I just feel like people aren't going to pay for it. Unless it's going to be like $2 a month or something.
Right, because we already have, you know, to deal with the bullshit of like what's only available on Hulu or what's only available on Amazon or what's only available on Netflix.
Yeah, exactly.
So now we're going to have to deal with what's only available on Twitch or Mixer or, and there's another another one as well that PewDiePie, I guess, signed to, but he's also on Twitch as well.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, but they're wondering who's going to be the next one to be locked down to an exclusive contract, and people mentioned Pewds.
Oh, gotcha.
The Swede. So it'll be interesting to see just how that kind of plays out.
Yeah.
Drama and Fortnite.
Drama!
Speaking of drama, Sean...
Oh my gosh.
Final,
no more
Final
drama.
Fantasy, all the dramas. So Final Fantasy 14 has different exclusive items that they give away in a different way depending on which area you're in.
Mm-hmm.
So like they'll give it away in like North America, you have to earn it one way versus Europe, earn it a different way versus like Asia. So the latest thing was a black chocobo mount, and in North America. They did it last year, the same thing, but they learned their lesson this time. What the only thing you had to do was just spend a qualifying purchase of video games for $20 or more. Well, $19.99 or more, right?
Yeah.
But the reason I say they learned their lesson is because last time, people would pre-order games, get the code for the mount, and then cancel the pre-order.
Ha, joke's on you.
Yes, so now the pre-orders weren't included in that offer. It actually had to be a thing.
Oh man.
But at least we didn't have it as bad as China. In China, like, you had to eat, you had to order their family meal and eat it in house. And for some reason, I don't know if it was like a corporate thing from KFC or some employees like power tripping that didn't understand the rules, but they wouldn't give you the code unless you finished the meal.
I mean, it's a big meal too. It wasn't even anything like you had to really earn it.
Yeah, it was like, it was a double chicken burger, a vegan mushroom burger, a 5-piece chicken nuggets, 2 original recipe chicken, 2-piece chicken wings, mm-hmm. a spicy duck roll, 2 large Pepsis, and 2 peach oolong teas.
That's so much.
So people would go in there and like, so like if you went in there with 4 people and ordered that, you would only get 1 code.
Yeah.
So basically people would almost do like raid finder, say, hey, I need the Chocobo code. Does anybody want to go to KFC with me? I'm buying.
So you could get like free meals basically.
Yes.
If you were smart enough.
Right. Or people would just go in there and try to solo it.
Hey, bro, I soloed my Chocolo bounty.
That's, yeah, people, like, there was I sent you the thing that people were talking about that, about trying to solo it. God damn, dude, that's just crazy how much chicken that, and the fact that you had a KFC employee watching you to make sure you ate it. They're just probably standing there looking over their shoulders like fucking weebs, man.
I'm surprised that they just made you eat it instead of like, what are you going to... You can't return the food after you pay
right,
for
like,
it.
Right, as long as you pay for it, like, who cares if you, like, eat it or if you just dump it in the dumpster, man.
That's terrible.
It is, man. So, but new, Sean.
What?
There's a Twitter account... And we're going to have to, like, work to get this guy as a write-in candidate for 2020 presidency, Sean.
Oh, boy.
Ace Watkins, gamer president.
He's going to get us good internet for cheap, I hope.
Did you look at any of his tweets?
No, I did not.
Says, the first one is, my campaign to become the first gamer president is really heating up. If you want to support the cause, consider grabbing an Ace Watkins t-shirt or pen. Every dollar goes towards ending the corporate greed in this country that didn't allow for a Skate 4.
That's funny.
So, microtransactions should only exist for cosmetic purposes. As president, I will take no money from corporate donors or lobbyists intended to advance their cause. If they wish to give me money, the most they will can do is choose the color of my suit's hair and accessories.
That's funny.
Presidents should have a certain measure of humility. That's why when I achieve the high score on an arcade machine, I use the initials USA.
That's too funny. He's all about being fair and being humble.
Yes. It says, once I'm commander-in-chief of the military, we will divert all of our funds into developing this technology, and it's just the picture of the star from Super Mario Brothers that makes you invisible. I'll just read a couple more. Global warming is a ticking time bomb, and it's only a few more years until we realize the bomb's at A, but we are at B.
Oh, man. That's funny.
The PlayStation 4 search function still, in 2019, works the same as a rotary phone. I will work with our nation's engineers to ensure QWERTY keyboards are an option across all consoles. Joe Biden is so old and close to death, he's blinking red. Oh, shitposting, man, is a human right.
Oh my gosh.
So, yes. When the election comes, we need to work together to ride as our write-in candidate, Ace Watkins, gamer president. Because then, Sean,
yeah,
he will have a real understanding of our next story.
Yes.
For some reason, Google has not watched, people behind Google have not watched enough Terminator movies or The Avengers: Age of Ultron to know that there should be limits put on AI.
Well, the USA can't beat Korea in multiple games, so this is what it comes down to.
So basically, the Google AI DeepMind is being set free to play against people in StarCraft 2.
Mm-hmm.
And you can opt in or opt out of it, so you don't like. But basically, if you go to matchmaking, you might get a real person or you might get Google DeepMind, but you don't know during the match. It won't like necessarily tell you if you've opted in.
Gotcha.
So, And the cool thing is that they're not cheating. So basically, the game, the AI has the same parameters that the player does, the same restrictions, the same fog of war. So basically, they're learning through StarCraft how humans fight wars.
Oh, jeez. Game over, bros. You guys might as well start building your bunkers. The machines right. are taking over.
They're already learning how to murder us, and we're teaching them.
We're all gonna die.
One video game nerd at a time. That's why we need Ace Watkins, video game president, in charge. Because he'll put a stop to those shenanigans.
Yeah, he will. Oh, that's funny.
So, they had a Fortnite tournament, Sean, where the winner got $3 million.
That's pretty impressive.
Well, but he had to spend. He had to give $60,000 to a team that basically like let him register under their name or whatever because he couldn't go solo.
Mm-hmm.
So he got $2 million. You know, $940,000.
Jeez.
And he's 16 years old.
Wow.
So there was another dad who took his son out of school so he could focus on becoming an esports athlete, Sean.
That's pretty intense.
Right? I mean, he's sick.
They're making good money, though. I mean, I don't blame him.
Right. I mean, it's not like he's a... some guy that like has a hope and a dream, like the guy that thinks is you know the dad who thinks his son's going to be the next Peyton Manning, you know, in Pop Warner or the next you know amazing baseball player in Little League. No, this guy's actually like won money via tournaments, and he qualified for the Fortnite World Cup. So basically, just by qualifying for the Fortnite World Cup and showing up, he got $50,000.
Jeez.
And then that was the one I just talked about, how the winner got $3 million. So basically, it was a $30 million prize pool for everybody. And they had, like, multiple tournaments. They had the Pro-Am. And this is the tournament that Ninja didn't qualify for, but mm-hmm. did win the Pro-Am. He's Ninja's old and washed up, man, already.
Jeez, what a bitch.
But he won his first tournament at 12. And so, like, reading the stuff, like, he still has to do his schooling via online courses. Basically, it's, like, it's America. He can't just drop out of school at 16.
He can't?
No. But but his parents are pretty well off because they got him a fairly expensive setup, and they can't remember what car it was, but they bought him an expensive car to drive around. Like, it's not like he's in need. It's not like he's going to be struggling as he grows up. His parents are pretty well off.
Fair enough.
But that's something you wouldn't have heard about before, like, you know, I mean, because they do that with in soccer, like, especially in Europe, or as they call it, football.
The football,
they start young, and for esports, you know, like I said, you get the old man reflexes and you're not going to win the tournaments, so the age window is younger and shorter than actual professional athletes.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just like, yeah, you're right, it's like any other thing, like, people are taking this serious, like, just from, like, any kind of baseball or any crazy stuff like that. I mean, it was only a matter of time until this happened.
Right, and again, it's not like the families, like, it's not like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, where there's, like, 8 people living under one house, and they're, like, only one person has a job, and they're struggling to get by. Like, he's all right, like, we don't feel bad for him, plus he still has to do his online classes.
Exactly. don't get all that upset.
But yeah, the way it's being presented is that basically, like, he's done with school. Like, he's dropped out of school and is never going to do one more piece of homework again.
Of course it is. It's just, like, people are just trying to make, like, this shocking development about it.
Like our friend Jeremy from The Quartering, Sean?
Dude, he's, like, your favorite bro.
Dude, like, I go watch his videos. Like, well, not so much I watch his videos, but he pops up on my recommended because he puts out, like, 4 videos a day.
Jeez. Is he whining that much?
Yes, dude.
And I'm triggered.
So he did a video about a writer that got hired at Marvel, and there was a tweet that basically said that she was glad that Stan Lee died, and she's now that she's hired at Marvel, she can go and like basically ruin his legacy because he's racist and all this stuff. And Jeremy posted this video, and then come to find out that the tweet was fake.
Of course, because why would anybody fucking say that?
Right.
You want to go work at Marvel and you're going to diss Stan Lee? Like, what are you doing?
But so he made a video and just ran with it. And then later on, he made a video. He's like, well, mate, like almost like a Rick. I mean, what's his name? The dude that says the frogs are gay. Alex Jones. That guy. Where his videos are like, this video, this tweet is fake. Or at least that's what they're saying. What do you guys think? And so, like, just reading the comments, people were like, it's not fake. They're just covering their ass. It's real. It's this. And it's like, no, like, it's confirmed fake. Fucking asshole. But another thing he lost his shit over was for the new James Bond movie.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was kind of thinking they might be hiring Idris Elba.
Yes.
But they ended up hiring a British actress, Lashana Lynch.
Uh-huh.
Who is going to be playing the new 007, right?
Yeah, that's according to the article.
And so, as soon as that story came out that she's the new 007, Jeremy made a video about how they're pushing white men out of roles and how James Bond should only be a man because that's what he is in the books, and no one's gonna watch it. And then a little bit later, a story came out that Daniel Craig signed a contract to star as James Bond in the new movie.
Yeah, so I guess that's my only question, because I just don't know much about the universe. Like, why is she 007? Like, why wouldn't she just become another, like, agent? That's still, like, why wouldn't it be in the same universe and stuff? It's just she's a different agent.
Right, and my only thinking is that maybe because the designation 007 is so, landmark, such a mm-hmm. landmark, so meaningful, that maybe the British intelligence agency always wants to have 007 so that people will fear the name in a way, like it already has a reputation behind it.
That makes sense. Because I was thinking, you know, like in GoldenEye, you had 006.
Right. I mean, there's different agents
mm-hmm.
that have different designations. So maybe it's like a phone number. Like once a phone number is freed up, it gets assigned to somebody new.
That's true.
So the rumored story, I don't know how much of it is true or just speculation, that she's going to, like, part of the movie is that she's going to actually go and find James Bond and try to convince him to come back.
Gotcha.
So I'm not a huge fan of James Bond movies. I haven't seen the last couple, but the ones that I have seen, I've enjoyed. I just don't know why I haven't watched the movies for a while.
I don't know. I've gotten out of it as well, so I totally agree.
It's not like you have any ties to them at all, Sean. Sheen?
I'll take the rapist. That's therapist, sir.
Yes. Yes, Sean Connery, the Irishman.
Yes.
Just like the new movie, Netflix original, that is being bringing the band back together, Sean.
Are they? I didn't get a chance to watch it. I failed. I was watching part of your documentary part about it. I didn't actually get to watch the trailer.
It's got De Niro, Joe Pesci, Al Pacino, Harvey Keitel, and Ray Romano.
That's a very random name to drop.
I know. And also has Bobby Cannavale, who's also kind of been in a bunch of, like, Irishy movies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not Irishy, but gangst mobbish movies, but it's directed by Martin Scorsese.
Oh, wow. This is a pretty top-notch list of people.
Right, Netflix threw some money at this movie. From what I read, the budget is $120 million.
Wow, that's impressive. You know what I questioned? I guess this is what I don't understand, right? Are people, like, are they getting more subscriptions with each of the, like, these TV shows and stuff that they're doing?
You would hope so.
Or are they just fighting to keep the money that they have?
I mean, I think they're trying to say that they don't need Marvel, or The Office.
Yeah. That's a random mix of shows, but okay.
Well, no, because
I know, I get it makes sense, but
like at the end of this year or then or some point next year, they're losing The Office because NBC is starting its streaming service, and then all the Marvel movie, all the Disney movies, and possibly Fox movies are going to either Hulu or Disney Plus. Oh, and that actress, Bobby Cannavale,
mm-hmm.
he played the stepdad in Ant-Man. That was the cop.
Yeah,
that's him.
Gotcha.
But I don't know. I mean, it's standard. It's standard. Martin Scorsese, De Niro, Pacino, mafia shit. Like it's based on a real person who served in the military, came back, and as like a quote unquote truck driver, even though he just basically worked for the mafia as a hitman.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently. I didn't know this. I guess I'd heard it before, but I forgot, because the name of the book is, like, Do You Paint Houses? Which was, like, one of those, like, do you murder people?
Oh, like some underground, like, terminology?
Yeah, it was, like, because that was, like, the first thing that Jimmy Hoffa said to him when they met was, I heard you paint houses.
That's funny.
So, it is based on a book, it's based on a real person. De Niro's playing the main character, and I was reading like some of the comments and on the YouTube, and of course they were all positive, right? Because it's YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no like arguing or name calling at all.
No, not at all.
Until I read the second comment. No.
I'm surprised it took that long.
But people were like, the guy was saying they should have hired Liam Neeson instead of De Niro because he's taller and is Irish / Scottish.
No.
Has the proper accent.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because the guy, like, they mentioned in that documentary that he's like 6'3".
Oh, yeah, no, I remember when they were talking about it. Yeah, he was a taller guy.
But I don't think people will care. I think once you get scenes with, like, De Niro and Pacino, like, together and shit. Especially, hopefully they just don't go into, like, full characterizations of themselves.
Hopefully, it doesn't become a shit show of just, like, old personalities.
Well, not even old, just over the top, where, like, Al Pacino just hoo-ah the whole time, and De Niro's doing those faces that he does now.
Yeah, we'll hopefully see.
Scorsese can, like, tone that shit down, because they did it a little bit in Heat, but it wasn't that bad yet, so... We'll see, but I definitely plan on watching it.
I bet.
But I did watch something on VRV, Sean.
What did you watch?
The second season of Anime Crimes Division.
Mm-hmm.
It's a live action show, basically like an homage to anime, starring voice actor ProZD.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you do. When you walked around Anime Expo or New York, he was there, like, doing autographs with his wife, and we just happened to walk by as he was, like, getting ready for the people to show up, and you're like, oh, look, there's that guy. And it's like, oh, yeah, there he is. And they're both on their phones, like, just ignoring everybody.
Mm.
That guy.
That's super, I have no idea. I have a faint memory, man.
I'm sure you do.
I mean, it wasn't like I shoulder checked him to the ground or anything.
Well, yeah, I mean, because it's not a chick that you wanted to have sex with.
Good times.
Good times. But yeah, so the first season was only 3 episodes, and they're like 12 minutes long, basically. The second season is 6 episodes long, and they're about 8 to 13 minutes long. But it's actually, I didn't know this, but it's written by Anthony Birch, who is the brother of Ashley Birch, who is the voice actress in a bunch of video games. Like, she did Aloy and Horizon Zero Dawn. She did Tiny Tina in Borderlands. And a bunch of other stuff. But he also is he's a writer for video games, so he wrote Borderlands 2.
Oh, nice.
And a few other things. And they have a YouTube channel that I think they've stopped making videos, but I've watched enough that they also pop up on my YouTube feed all the time called Hey Ash, What You Playing? And it's just them doing wacky shit. They're about 3 to 5 minutes long. Their dad is the best character on the show because He just sits around reading books and smoking cigars. And fucking their shit up.
That's funny.
Like, he's he's like basically the villain of the show. But yeah, if you're looking for something like to watch that doesn't take too much time, I highly recommend Anime Crimes Division.
Got you.
They're supposed to be... Go ahead.
No, you can finish. I was going to change it.
I was going to say they're supposed to be making a third season.
Mm. Nice. Very fantastic.
Now your turn.
No, my... One of my buddies in my Destiny clan recommended Clannad. C-L-A-N-N-A-D. Basically, this is like a light... It's an anime, but I think it started as like a light novel game where you could like choose what happens. Like, I don't know if I should continue. Like, it's a 24-episode anime, right? And I'm like at episode 10. Like, do I finish it or do I just cut it? Like... The story's, like, is okay. I mean, it's a little predictable, but it's supposed to be, like, a little bit more on the drama side, more than a harem. Like, I don't know why everybody was super gung-ho about it, but it is definitely, kind of more of a sadder story, though.
So, this might be the one time that Gecko wasn't wrong about a show, when he said it wasn't that great?
Did he say that?
Yeah.
I tend to ignore Gecko.
Right, right. And I called out, like, because you said, have you heard of this? And he's like, I watched a couple episodes, it wasn't that great. And I said, oh, so it's amazing then, because you think it sucks.
Yeah, Gecko, the broken clock is right twice a day, and he's finally right.
The sun shines on a dog's ass every once in a while.
Exactly. It feels a little bit slow moving. Like, I'm curious as what else is going to happen. Like, obviously, like, one sad event has already gone and came and gone, so it's interesting. I don't know, like, where, like, the anime is going to go next. It does have some, like, light heart and, like, funny parts to it, so I think that's kind of the only reason, like, I've been watching, keeping going along, because it does have some pretty funny parts to it.
You know, I realized I was looking last night because I couldn't really sleep, and so I keep just adding things to my watch list on VRV instead of watching it.
Yeah, I've done that too. I've been trying to delete shit that I've watched so I don't have to worry about it anymore. I still have like major. I haven't even like watched season 3 of Attack on Titan yet. Like, people like question like what I'm doing with my life.
Well, I just recently found out that I knew there was a movie, but I recently found out there's an addition to the movie I haven't seen yet, but there's a season 3 of Sword Art Online.
Oh, nice. I don't care about that one. It's all you, bro.
But brother and sister incest. That's hot in Japan. Especially if the sister's hot.
It's hot on Pornhub, too, but that's not Japanese.
No, because... Well, because it was Japanese and their private parts would look like Minecraft.
Oh, man. All right.
So, speaking of nudity, that was disappointing, Sean.
The boys. The boys. So, if you don't know anything about The Boys, continue to listen. If you are getting ready to watch The Boys on Amazon, season 1, 8 episodes, about an hour apiece, then go ahead and tune off, and when you watch it, you can listen to this. But we're going to probably spoil this shit, because there needs to be some conversation about The Boys.
That's why I put it at the end, Sean, because I want to talk about this a little bit.
Am I the only one that's not happy about this show?
Maybe. I mean, I didn't read the comic, but I do know it was produced by Seth Rogen. So when I saw nudity, I'm like, we're probably going to get a dick or two. I didn't realize that's all we were going to get was just dick. First of all, get that out of the way.
True. There's penis shots, because it's a Seth. It is Seth Rogen.
So why were you disappointed or angered by this show, Sean?
It went too far off the rails. Away from the comic, way too far. Like, I knew there was going to be stuff that needed to be, but it really felt like they didn't end it even, like, remotely close to it. Like, there's so many events that they could have touched on to make season one before, if they were going to plan on making this a multiple season thing. Like, they took pieces out of the end of the story and like, just interjected it in here. Like, first my complaint was, I thought they were going to dumb down the series and basically take the intro and the last story, combine them together to do a one season kind of thing, which that's not the case. And then now, like, they rushed some of the character development, and they've, like, just randomly did shit to all sorts of main characters where the story is nowhere near the same as the book anymore. It's just now it's to the point where it's now we just have a bunch of, hey, this is characters from The Boys, but that's it.
I mean, they did that with The Walking Dead as well, so maybe that's where Amazon took the creative license to do so, because it seemed to work very well with, well, maybe not very well, but it seemed to be acceptable with The Walking Dead.
It's not acceptable, damn it.
Because, The Walking Dead, the first season should have ended with Shane dying. Yeah. And even Robert Kirkman came out and said that he regrets, he regretted killing Shane that early in the books.
Yeah.
So he basically, fixed his boo-boo. But the one thing, here's one thing that did bother me about the show, Sean.
Go ahead.
If I'm paying for Amazon Prime to watch this, then why in the fuck am I getting a commercial before every show?
Because fuck you. They needed more money.
I mean, I understand this. Like, it was commercials for other Amazon Prime shows. But I don't want to see it. Like, give me an option to skip or something. But because I'm paying a lot of money, I shouldn't have to watch commercials.
Yeah.
Or prorate my account. Every commercial, every time I watch an episode that has a commercial in it, give me some money back.
Yeah, and yeah, no, that's a fair point. I mean, that part does kind of suck, because, like, if you pay for, like, premium Hulu, like, you don't have that garbage. So you would think, like, you wouldn't, because you're paying for Prime, you wouldn't have to worry about that stuff.
Right. But the one thing I did like about the show, and in a good way, they had, like, at least one moment every episode where you're like, wait, did that just really happen? Like, the first episode when they're kind of walking through the club where the heroes let loose and that dude shrunk himself down and, like, ran across the table and dove inside the woman.
Yeah.
Vabs first.
Yeah.
Like, I had to rewind it. I'm like, wait, did that just happen?
And that was the great thing about the first couple episodes were really true in setting up the story of how everything went. Now, like, part of my beef too is, like, I was okay with some of the things happening. It was like, but now, like, later on the story, now I'm not okay with it. Cause, like, the main hero, what's his fucking face? Homelander. He was like, there was like, it was Homelander, it was Black Noir, and then one another guy during the rape scene in the very first issue of the book with Starlight. Like, Homelander is a huge asshole. He doesn't care about anything. Like, he doesn't care about, like, some woman. Like, they betray, like, in this. And that's where, like, I was more excited after the first couple episodes and was more forgiving. But now that the season's done, like, I don't like how it's changed so much. Like, even, like, Queen Manor, Mar, is, like, she's, like, a shell of a human, and, like, she didn't have, like, this weird lesbian romance thing really going on. I don't think so. And, like, she was, like, a raging alcoholic. Like, she didn't really care what happened. Like, she would be, like, she would sleep with, like, a bunch of, like, humans, and, like, they would be, like, basically, like, beat up afterwards. Like, she was just as, like, terrible as the others. You did see some of the extreme stuff, like with Butcher being very anti all heroes. That was a thing. All the guys that were in The Boys, they did take that. They all juiced up on that. Whatever it is.
The V.
They all juiced up on it because they would actually, like, fist fight and, like, get in fights with heroes. So they all had, like, basically kind of, like, super strength and kind of like they could take more punches. They didn't have like powers per se, but like they were, it wasn't like you could just take, they would like go, they would like get in fist fights with heroes. So like that part was really different. There was like all sorts of different, like, look, I know they kind of hinted to it. They had like minor league heroes and stuff, but like that's where they kind of started, and like there was like character development. Some of the Mother's Milk, there was a big story thing with him that didn't never even gets touched. Like the Asian girl, her intro story is all wrong. Like even like Frenchie's is a little bit more off, but his story made sense in this one. So there was like a lot of like issues, and now that I've watched the whole season, it's almost like they're unforgivable because like they already had like how they needed to do it. I did like how they did some modern twist on stuff, which was fine, but I think like they missed a lot of the major elements, especially if this was going to be a multi-season show. I don't think they had to accelerate and get to the last pieces. Like one of the big events that they talked about heroes, I know they were trying to get I'm not surprised like they didn't touch this, but in the book, the plane that they failed to take over is like one of the 9/11 planes. So
okay.
So they ended up fucking up the 9/11 and made things worse. That's why like that's one of the big conspiracies that are out there in the book, is that they have to hide because like they completely messed that up. So that was like also like that was one of the major points too, was like, can you get heroes in the government and stuff? So there were aspects that they took, but like at this point, I don't know, I'm not a big fan, but it's probably because I read the book, because like everybody in my clan is like, oh, The Boys, it's so good, and I'm just like, yeah, fuck this shit.
Well, first of all, real quick, there was a, you know, the Ouija subreddit.
Mm-hmm.
There was one, it was 2001 called. They yeah. want their blank. They want their blank back.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer that was decided on by the Ouija board was towers.
Nice.
But it's very much like the, from what you're saying, it's very much like the Death Note movie on Netflix, where the people that actually watched the anime or read the manga hated the Netflix adaption.
Yeah.
But the people who had no idea, that was basically their intro to the mm-hmm. the medium, loved it. Or at least enjoyed it.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I have a hard time streaming things. Like I've said before, it took me, like the last anime we watched together, I had like 3 episodes to watch, and it took me like 6 hours to watch it, just because I ended up like taking a nap, staring at the ceiling, looking at Reddit, walking around.
Yeah.
I watched these 8 episodes faster than you did.
That is true. I got caught up at work, but I did finish it off. But like this is how like disappointing in the show I was. I landed in Detroit on Friday, and I had 20 minutes left in the show for the last episode. I watched it the next day. I wasn't even, like, motivated to finish it. It was, like, to me, it was that bad. Like, yeah. I just didn't care where it was going anymore.
Do you at least, like, the way the characters are playing? Because Homelander, like, outside of that weird fucking fetish thing that he had with Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah.
That is gone now because he melted her head.
Yeah.
But he very much, it wasn't like he was, like, evil. He was just, like, he knew he was more powerful than anything on Earth, and he just was, like, almost apathetic to the point of being a sociopath about humanity.
Yeah, Homelander is worse in the comic.
Okay.
He is worse in the comic. He's a worse person in the comic. And he doesn't have that weird fetish.
Yeah. But I guess, is the Elizabeth Shue character in the comic?
I don't think she is. I have to remember. I don't remember who he reports to. I think there is a kind of a girl, but I don't remember them having, like, that strange relationship.
I thought at one point he was going to, like, breastfeed.
I know, right? It was getting real weird.
Yeah, because they were talking about her pumping and this and that, and then he laid on her lap, and then she started undoing her shirt, and but then nothing really happened, so... Yeah.
Exactly.
But I really like Carl Urban's character. The fact that he gets to use his actual real-life accent, doesn't have to pretend to be somebody else now.
Yeah, the Butcher was actually probably the one of the best characters in it, because even in the comic, he is super anti-hero. Just very, like, almost to the point of, like, an asshole part. Like, when he starts getting onto Huey's case about dating Annie, like, that was true. Like, he was really pissed off about it. Like, because he hates all soups, and to him, there's no good soup at all. Like, so right. Carl's character was a very, like, he was good. Huey was really good, too, even though he wasn't bald with a goatee. But, like, his mannerism of being kind of a pushover, kind of starting to find himself, and him finding the moral compass of, like, you know, there are good people that are good soups. That was also pretty good. Annie was a good character, too. She went from being, like a super goody-two-shoes. You know, she has her incident in the first issue, and she tries to overcome it and becomes more of a realist. Her character was pretty good, too. So I would say, like, yeah, I agree. Like, Carl Urban did, like, a fantastic job, though.
Right. And, I mean, and you said they kind of changed the rape scene, but I guess the point for that was, like, later on in the season, they had the part where he got basically raped himself.
Yeah, basically.
And then that part when he tried to rescue the dolphin.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious.
Did you at least feel a little bit of pride when they mentioned Toledo, Ohio in the show, Sean?
I did. I fucking laughed. I laughed. The whole Sandusky shit, that shit was hilarious.
Like, yeah, we got Cedar Point, and we're only, like, a couple hours away from Toledo, so there's shit to do around here. There's lots of shit to do. It's fun.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious when they were like, we're not that shithole whatever it was. Because it is a pretty rough area.
Yeah.
No, that part was pretty funny.
I know, like, kind of browsing the subreddit real quick, like, one of the first one that I saw was the picture, it was a meme of Dave Chappelle's crackhead character.
Yeah.
And it was like, you got any more of them boys episodes?
Hopefully not. I'm just saying, like, you should, if you liked what you watched, you should go back and read. Like, the series is done. Like, you could go buy, like, all the digital trades or the comic trades and get it all done.
And, yeah, like, I looked on Amazon. There's actually quite a few. It went on for quite a run. So there's, like, three or four, like, omnibuses.
Yeah, it's a pretty long series, but I don't remember there ever being a part where I didn't like it. Like, Garth Ennis, I think, ended it very well, and he didn't, like, I don't think he wasted, like, any parts. Because, they would go, like, they started it, and then, you know, they went back and did kind of, like, a couple prequel ish like runs to kind of talk about, you know, who Mother Milk is and Frenchie and the girl and stuff. They go into other events because they kind of start small and they start working like they start going after like other hero companies. They don't go just straight after the Seven right away. So there is like a more of a character build up through everything.
Right, and I wonder if this was kind of not necessarily like the writer's fault, but in a way like Hollywood's fault, because they had to like start hot right off the bat to like get that second season.
I mean, I just think they could have planned it out a lot better. Like The Boys has like one of the most like controversy, like issue one episode, like ever. Like there's like, I remember when it popped up, like, all the warnings on the first episode, I was like, well, this is going to be a fucking roller coaster.
Right, I think it had, like, every warning possible.
Yeah, right?
Like, violence, language, drug use, nudity, sex, and it's just like, oh, we get to see dick.
penis.
The only thing I'm kind of bummed about, but not really in a way, was the invisible guy dying so soon.
Yeah, I don't even remember who in, like, the... I assume he's one of the main characters from the Seven. I don't remember who all of them are from the comics, either. Like, I remember, like, most of them, but I don't remember all of them. Because, like, they spent a lot of time, like, on the Speed guy and the Deep, but I don't remember them really, like... That's what I'm saying. Like, I just don't remember them being very significant characters in the book, because it was, like... You had Annie, and then you had, like, Homelander and a couple of the other main ones, but that was it.
Well, you also have to remember that the average TV viewer is an idiot. And so, like, if he would have, like, you needed a way to get the guy, like, locked into the boys, basically, and by him murdering the invisible guy.
Yeah.
So I'm horrible with names as it is, but the barley wine is kicking in.
Fair enough.
but that was one. But like I liked that character. Like he was a fucking douchebag. But I guess he was a douchebag similar in the way of the Deep, so they didn't need two of the same characters.
Yeah.
And his death scene was definitely one of those like holy fucking shit, they just did that.
Yeah, definitely. No.
I don't know. I mean, as someone who hasn't read the books, I definitely recommend watching the show, especially if you don't have the time or the money to invest in reading the words of pages and stuff.
Read the damn words. That's all I have to say. Read the damn words.
I mean, if you already have Amazon Prime, it only costs you like 8 hours versus... You have to pay for things and then, like, take for, like, God knows how long it takes you to read.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible. Here we go.
I became an adult, so I don't have to read anymore, man. That's what high school is for.
I came to read. I'm here to lead, not to read.
Exactly. Fucking nerds.
Wow.
I think, Any other thoughts on the show, Sean?
If you go on to Comixology, you could borrow the first volume of The Boys.
And that's through Amazon, right? Amazon owns Comixology as well.
Yeah, and it's the omnibus, so it's even like the first three volumes.
Yeah, the first is the omnibus like three trades or six trades?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I thought it was like each. Basically, like, each trade was six issues, and then each omnibus was six trades.
It could be.
I thought that's the math.
Yeah, because this says Volume 6 borrow still, too, so, yeah, you could get through quite a bit of it.
All right, there you go. If you want to ruin the fun that is the TV show The Boys, fucking read. But if you just want to watch dudes shrink down and jump in women's vaginas and enjoy every moment of it, just watch the show.
Exactly. And if you want to follow me and Danny and figure out what we're drinking, follow us on Untappd. You can follow me at Dr. Doom 2828. And Danny, what's your tag?
Sir Hoppyhead. I'm just taking the podcast, official podcast, Untappd, since you didn't want it, I claimed it first.
Fair enough. It's all yours. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, all those fantastic places. Make sure you say, hey, this is a pretty cool podcast. Give it 5 stars, write all the cool shit you want. Or just give it 5 stars and make up a bunch of nice things. We don't care. Just just spread the word.
Just, yeah, we'll take a pity 5-star.
Exactly. All right, everybody, you have a great week, and we will see you next time.
All right, everybody.